Learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think about this. UV damage can cause eye disease, but your eye doctor has lens technology to help prevent that. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
piping hot gravy from it.
Oh yeah, so I love that.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the Dan Strauss birthday edition of Pinion's Playhouse on this August 4th, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999, emphasis on that 878. Don't want to get you confused with anybody else. There's only one American Equity Mortgage. Actually, more than one there in other cities. They did so well here years ago, they expanded. But the headquarters is still here. So if you want a home and need a mortgage, or you have a mortgage and need a loan, hey, American Equity Mortgage.
Hey!
How about a round of introductions? First, our control board operator. He's Eon the Peon, father-to-be. Wife Angela expecting. Target date, December 20th. It's a boy. They actually have a name picked out. He won't share it with us.
I know.
Because I guess all family members haven't been notified, so we just
nobody knows yet. We're not telling anybody.
We just call him Peon Jr. for now. So, soon to be father of Peon Jr., Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now is the time to call someone, and we hope it's Mark and Jason, to go over with what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Birthday boy Dan Strauss is in the house, not only with his German chocolate cake from Nora Pfeiffer,
yes,
but with his trouser mouse as well.
Thank
Dan,
you.
Dan, how's it going on your birthday?
Great, and happy birthday to Nora. It's her birthday as well, and her daughter Karen's birthday also. So, and a long time ago, she said, what's your favorite cake? I said, German chocolate. She said, I'll make you a German chocolate cake every day on our birthday.
You know, a lot of people just say stuff, and they never do.
No.
She actually...
She's done it. And I don't know when this started. 15 years ago? I don't know. It's been...
So it's her birthday, too.
It's Nora's birthday,
and what do
too.
You do
she
for
bakes
her?
A cake and gives you
I know
you
where he's
cake.
Headed. What do you do for her?
Have you ever given her anything?
Yeah, I have.
What?
I've given her certificates to restaurants and stuff like that.
What'd you give her this year? Stop the music.
I haven't given her anything.
This is where we highlight selfish behavior.
I have not given her anything yet.
And she, on time, never fails.
Never fails.
And you know for a fact, every year you don't give her something every year.
Yeah.
He said yet. So, Nora,
I haven't given her anything yet. No.
You're getting something this year.
Yes.
And I gave her something last year.
And you know what? It won't mean anything to her because we forced it out of him.
Right.
By the time she gets it tomorrow, it won't be her birthday anymore. And she'll, if she's listening, I think she probably is, she'll know we had the twist. Dan, how about Nora?
He saw her. She came up here in person and dropped the cake off.
I know.
And you knew she'd be here with the cake. That was the time you could have and said, oh, by the way, here, this is for you.
Here.
But did you do it? No.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. You selfish, selfish so-and-so.
Bastard.
Okay, bastard. And bastard is not a bad word. It means a child with no legitimately married parents. That's what it means. People think it's a dirty word. It's not.
And my parents unclaimed me a long time ago.
So it's the same as a bastard.
Yes.
Selfish bastard. Nora, I don't know. I don't know what to say. We work with him. We've seen this behavior.
Yeah.
We tried to change it. Mm. We can't.
Yeah.
You're a good person, Nora. I wouldn't give him a chocolate. I wouldn't do this every year.
No. She probably keeps waiting. Boy, this is going to pay off.
This is going to be the year.
One of these years.
1 year, he's going to really come through after all these German. No, Nora, it's not. He's Dan Strauss, for goodness sakes.
Maybe I'll get her a car from Johnny Landoff.
And you know what? If you're doing it because you feel sorry for him, that we understand.
Well.
We do understand that. We feel sorry for him, too. Start the music again.
Hi, everybody.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thanks.
E.B. Jimenez is in charge of security. There he is. He's laughing. He thinks this is funny. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is furious at Nora.
Well,
he's mad because now he feels like second fiddle because he made, what kind of cake did you make?
Cheese.
He made a cheesecake, and now all we're talking about is this German chef, so he's mad.
Oh, sorry, Rat Boy.
And he's got a little attitude. Well, get over it, Rat Boy. This is better. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Well, what other cake would we expect him to make? It's not even
really.
Rat Boy, it's not even really cake. What is that? Cheesecake is not even cake. How did that happen? That they call it cheesecake.
He made it with cheddar. I mean.
Yeah. That's not how you do it. It's more like cheese. It's more like a pie than a cake. It really is.
Right, yeah.
More like a.
Like a crust on the bottom.
Yeah. We need to put an end to that cheesecake thing.
No, there's nothing better than a graham cracker crust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, there is something better. Sex with a really hot woman.
Well, that would, I don't know.
Graham cracker crust.
Well, you are getting old.
Yeah.
Wow. We are brought to you by American Equity Mortgage now. And we haven't forgotten Bill Cleveland. He'll be here in just a moment. Be patient. He'll be along. If you're ready to purchase a home, you renters, American Equity Mortgage would love to help you with that. Need a second mortgage, they'd love to help you with that. Have a home, have a mortgage, need a loan, but you don't want to be taken. You don't want to pay 8% interest or 10%, or that's crazy, especially if you're a homeowner. You have equity in your house. You can take advantage of these low, low interest rates. And they've been around for a few years, and people wonder, how much longer can these rates stay this low? I don't know. I hope it lasts quite a while, quite frankly. So you can borrow money at a ridiculously low rate, pay off some other debt that you have that's not at such a great rate, like credit card debt. Ooh, that's a high rate of interest. You don't want to keep doing that. You don't want to keep doing those minimum payments. Talk to them. They've helped thousands of people. They've helped thousands of people save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a month just by getting rid of bad debt and turning it into good debt. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download this app, STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. A good way to get a great Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill? Sorry, we had the lines tied up when you tried to call earlier. That was our fault.
That's all right. I'm actually a little sleepy today. I stayed up till 4 a.m. this morning.
Wow. Now, see, you do what my wife does. She says, 4 a.m. in the morning. Well, of course it's the morning if it's 4 a.m., but she does that too. She always says, we have to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Well, I could have been tired from staying up till 4 a.m. two mornings ago. I meant this morning.
Okay, why were you up so late?
Well, I just now, I know I'm like the last person on earth to do this, but I signed up for this Netflix thing. You know Netflix?
Yeah.
Yes, so I started watching the House of Cards show.
My wife watches that.
That's like the greatest show I've seen in like 5-6 years.
That's a big statement.
I watched 7 episodes in a row last night.
Spacey is a great bad guy. And anything he's in where he's a bad guy, you almost think he's probably a rotten human being to be that good at playing bad.
It was so incredible, and his wife on the show is Robin Wright Penn, right? I think, or I don't think she's
Robin.
I watched one episode, and then it was like, oh, what the heck, I'll watch another one, and another one, and another one. I look up, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, like, oh, my God, I have to go to bed.
Robin Wright Penn is, she's very good. There's an actress who's not nearly as good, who tried to be, Robin Wrong Pencil. Have you ever seen her?
Oh, my goodness. I knew Pencil was coming. I didn't see Wrong coming, though.
Glad I held on for that.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Well, a record low, 7.5 million viewers tuned in to see the Bachelorette get engaged last week.
I was not one of them.
Yeah, however, ABC is expecting bigger numbers for the breakup, so
I won't be there either.
Facebook was down for some users on Friday afternoon. It got so bad, let me try this again. I'm a little sleepy. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah.
Anyway, Christmas. It was so bad, users were forced to communicate with people they've actually met.
Oh, no.
How bad.
Oh, no.
Today is President Obama's birthday.
Is it today?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Yeah, can't believe it's been 53 years since his mom forged that birth certificate.
I called him. I said, hey, Mr. President, I got something to tell you. He said, I'm all ears.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
He does have some big ears.
He does.
Mr. Yes. President. And finally, this afternoon.
Oh, no. I hate this.
I tell you, one, have you seen this show, this House of Cards show?
I tried to watch it. It's too heavy for me. It's too hard to follow.
One of the interesting things on the show is that, at least in the first few episodes I've watched, is they really show how the vice president is really means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I think we kind of knew that.
Well, I know, but I mean, it really hits at home. This poor guy is like, nobody listens to him. Nobody cares what he has to say. It was very interesting.
Well, what's amazing to me in this country, that's the guy who will be president if anything happens to the president. Yet, it's always sort of a joke slot for some reason. You know, that position. And that's always baffled me.
They had this one scene where they were kind of staging where people were going to stand behind the president for a signing of some education bill or something like that. And they put all of these people that meant absolutely nothing right behind the president. And then they put the vice president all the way down at the end. And they show him kind of like looking over the tape marks. And he's just, you know, the whole show, he's just, you know, poor me. I get no respect.
In that series, the president's white, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like that could happen. like we'd have a white president. Yeah.
Well, this study finds that eating healthy adds $410 to your grocery bill every year.
No, that's it for me.
Or as Americans put it, cool, I save $410 this year.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Tomorrow I'll be joining you from Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Ooh.
We'll be chatting with you then. Downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
See ya.
He needs to get some sleep if he's driving to Fort Wayne. What's the Wayne? What's it named for? John Wayne? Fort John Wayne, Indiana? What's the Wayne? I know it's not John Wayne. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I told you I went to see Get On Up, the James Brown story. It was really, really good. And if you missed earlier, I interviewed James Brown the day before he died. And it's interesting, you go back and listen. It's almost like these guys, just before they die, they have a vision or something. Let me play you a little bit of the interview where I ask him about if ever they made a movie about his life. I had just said to him, you think there'll ever be a time when there's a movie about the life of James Brown? Here's what he said.
Hey, hope so. I like to say I got interest in life. I like to think so. Hope I find somebody good that can play me and act like me, dance like me. The real trick is to find somebody who can move the feet, dance like me. I just hope to find somebody like that. met a young man come to concert one time, little bitty guy. I said, what's your name? He said, Chad. He said, one day I'm gonna be like you. One day I'm gonna be a movie star. I'm gonna be like you. I'm gonna play a part of Jay Brown. I said, dream on, little man, dream on. Ha!
Wow.
Said he met a little young man named Chad who said, one day I... And look what happened.
Wow.
Wow. I got chills. I got goosebumps from that. My wife, well, this past weekend, we were babysitting our little grandson. I still can't get used to saying grandson. It sounds old.
It's weird,
isn't it?
It
sounds so old, you know? I am, but I don't want to sound like it by saying I'm a grandpa, but I am. So he's in the yard. He stands up. He doesn't walk, but he'll stand up and hold on to things, and he kind of can stand on his own, but he tries to take a step, and he falls. And he's in the yard, and there's a blanket down, and he crawled off the blanket into the grass, and the grass had just been cut. And my wife says, she reached out, she says, no, 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 get out of the grass, you'll get jiggers.
Jiggers?
And I said, what? And she said, you know. And I said, you mean chiggers? Yeah, that, you know what I meant. That poor little kid is going to have to grow up learning the wrong words for things.
Yes.
Yeah, jiggers are what bartenders use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. We've done it. We've set it up. Here's the deal. Folks, I need 30 or 40 of you to help me with this. I'm taking a big risk here because every other year I've let a big donor bid to go to dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns. And it's always worked out. We get $3,000, $4,000, maybe a little more. But had a couple of listeners say, what about a chance for people that don't have $3,000 or $4,000? And I thought that makes sense to me. So here's what we're doing. If you go to KTRS.com, that's it. It's that simple. This is all you have to remember, KTRS.com. And you'll see on the landing page, see, that's Tech Talk landing page.
Uh-huh.
AM and the PM donate or something like it'll be real obvious. Okay. You click it and there is where you'll be able to donate. Here's what I need, $300. And somebody for $300 is going to get a shot at a drawing. Every $300 donor is going to be in the drawing and we're going to draw a name. And that person and a guest, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, will not only get to go to dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns, but you're also, you're going to get what all the $100 donors get too, which is four tickets to a Cardinals game, and it's a good deal. Okay, just trust me. It's all on the website. But you're going to get, if you're the winner, if you're drawn, in addition to the dinner with me and my wife, you'll get a night stay at the only five diamond hotel in all of St. Louis, the Four Seasons Hotel. And each of you, the two of you, will get to pick a spa treatment. They have a couple, and you can pick from one or the other, and each of you can get a spa treatment while you're spending that great night at the Four Seasons. So I need $300, and I am going to be humiliated and embarrassed if I don't get about 30 or 40 people. Maybe I'll get 100. That'd be great, because all of it goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And I want, this has now sort of become like a competition within the station. And I now see where you can go to dinner with Mr. and Mrs. Martin Kilcoyne, Mr. John Carney, Mr. and Mrs. Larry Connors. Nobody cares about going to dinner with those people. Okay, you want to go to dinner with me and my wife. I am very competitive when it comes to stuff like this. I want to be able to say that this show brought in more money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer than anybody else, but I need you to make that happen. So go to KTRS.com, make your donation for $300, and by doing the $300, you are in the drawing, and we will let you know in a week or two who the winner is, and that person and guest, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, will be going to Annie Guns with me and my wife for dinner on a night that you pick it. We'll, whatever's works for you. And then you also get to pick your night at the Four Seasons. And the people at the Four Seasons said they don't care if it's a weekend. Sometimes that's limited to weeknights. No, they said if the room's available, if there's an available, knock yourself out. Pick a night and a spa treatment. So that's the deal. You get Cardinals or Blues tickets. It's all printed out for you. KTRS.com, AM and the PM, donate. And I will be checking with them to see how many $300 donations we got. But please, for all of you people who email me and said, oh, if you just do something for a few hundred dollars, we'd get a shot at it. I need you to come through for me now. Don't embarrass me and make me wish that I had just auctioned it off to one, you know, wealthy person or person who has the means to make a big donation. I think we can get more for this charity this way. Prove me right, because I think, look, $300, if I get 30 people, that's $9,000 instead of three. So that's what I'm looking for. So thank you in advance for going to KTRS.com and clicking on the AM and the PM donate tab. I appreciate it. We're running short of time here. I'm looking at what, real quickly, there's a story fairly close in Decatur. Is this Decatur, Illinois?
Yes.
This guy is, he's a young guy. He's in his 30s, I think. He's got a roommate, an older, the gal's 49. She's older. He's 23. She's 49. He threatened to kill her. Somebody had to call the police, and it looks like he was just about to kill her because she ate the last three Chips Ahoy cookies for breakfast.
Whoa.
Now, I got to tell you, a lot of times we see these senseless killings.
Right.
Right here, I think you got reason.
Justifiable.
Oh, yeah. Justifiable homicide. You don't eat a man's chocolate chip cookies for breakfast. You just don't do that.
Especially if there's just three left.
Yeah. So I think what the judge will say is, now, it's my understanding that, ma'am, there were only three
cookies. You did what again?
And you ate all of them for breakfast? You know, he is not guilty.
Yeah,
that's
selfish.
What I think is going to happen. Yeah, and she's probably going to go to jail for being selfish.
Yeah.
If that, to me, that's kind of a crime. Don't email me and tell me you think I'm serious. Ladies, get in your place.
Ooh, that's nice.
The CIA. Thank you, Carol, for sending me this joke. I've told it before, but it's been a while. The CIA has an opening for an assassin. You heard me. An assassin. And after all the background checks and interviews and the testing, it's down to three finalists, two men and a woman. And for the final test, the CIA supervising agents took the first of the two men. Remember, three candidates, two men and a woman. They take the first man to a large metal door, and they hand him a handgun. And they say, you know that you must follow whatever instructions you're given by the CIA, and we need to know that you know that, no matter what the circumstances. He says, I understand that. They said, well, here, take this gun. Behind that door is your wife. She's sitting in a chair. Go in there and kill her.
Oh.
The man says, you can't be serious. I can't go in there and shoot my wife. He says, you're out. Take him away. You are not the man for this job. You're not CIA material. Bring in the next guy. They bring the next guy in. Same instructions. We need to know that you will do whatever you're told to do by the CIA. Take this gun. Behind that door is your wife. She's sitting in a chair. Go in there and shoot her and kill her. So the guy actually walks into the room and closes the door. But then he comes back out and he's got tears in his eyes. He's shaking. He says, I tried. I couldn't pull the trigger. I can't kill my wife. Take him away. You are not CIA material. They bring the woman in. Same instructions. We need to know that you'll do whatever you're called upon to do. Here's a gun. Behind the door is your husband. He's sitting in a chair. Go in there and kill him. So without blinking, she takes the gun, goes in, closes the door, and they hear five shots from five, because that's how many were in that revolver. And then they hear screaming and crashing and banging, and a few minutes all is quiet. And she walks out. She's soaking with sweat. And she says, you need to know This gun was loaded with blanks. I had to kill him with the chair.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's really a mess out there, Dan, in North County. They still have eastbound 270 completely shut down before Highway 367, a multi-vehicle crash. And word was it involved a police officer, so traffic is really jammed back now. It's a parking lot all the way back just east of McDonnell. Now, that's also causing the outer road, Dunn Road, to be jammed up from Washington Elizabeth all the way up through 367. Westbound drivers slowing down to take a look. It's slow now between midway between Bell Fountain and 367 to where this accident is. Now, they have cleared the accident on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. Things are really jacked up, though, from Page, actually Dorset, all the way down through Doherty Ferry. There's a new accident that's partially blocking the ramp from Olive to southbound 270. With this mess on 270 going southbound, that's also causing east and westbound 40 to really jam up from Timberlake Manor going east, trying to ramp on to southbound 270. And if you're going west, you've got some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets from Kings Highway all the way out through Highway 270. Now, we have thinned out on eastbound 70 coming into downtown. Westbound 44 still running a little slow from the Museal Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. And westbound 70 you'll find slow now between Highway 370 and Highway K. This traffic report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and there are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Talk Radio St.
Louis. You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550 KTRS, where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our two stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1838. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1838. That's 1-800-900-1838.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hey, Betty, did you see that ad from the folks attacking Amendment 1, the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment?
Oh, you mean the ad paid for by HSUS?
Wait, paid for by who?
HSUS. You know, the group that spends millions attacking the rights of hunters and farmers.
I didn't know they were behind that ad.
They sure were. In fact, over 90% of the money being used to attack Amendment 1 came from outside of Missouri, given by radical animal rights groups.
Why would they care about Amendment 1?
Well, HSUS knows that Amendment 1, the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment, will stop their war on farmers. That's why thousands of Missouri family farmers and every mainstream farmers group in Missouri supports Amendment 1.
So Amendment 1 won't let China invade Missouri?
Jack, we've already been over that. 97% of Missouri's farms are family-owned and operated. Amendment 1 protects them.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Let's keep Missouri farming and vote yes on 1. Paid for by Missouri Farmers Care, Gary Wheeler, Treasurer.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5 or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 267-56799.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you go.
Well, I'm sure something happened in Hollywood the last couple of days that we need to know about. Maybe we don't need to know about it, but apparently a lot of people want to know. That's the job of Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today because it's Monday. I was at Smokehouse yesterday. I got shrimp. I got half a watermelon, the sweetest watermelon, the only one this year so that I've gotten so far that was actually what I consider good watermelon. And we got a couple of salads because I'm on this, you know, fat guy weight loss kick. And it was all good, as it always is. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market are both in Chesterfield Valley. They're next door to each other. I can't stall any longer. We're trying to make contact with Mike Evans. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce him just because it will make him look really bad when he's not there. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
He's not there, is he?
No.
Now, what's the deal?
I don't know. He told me Friday to call him on his cell phone.
And did you do
and
that?
I'm doing it right now, and I'm getting his voicemail.
There's a word for this. Unprofessional.
Yeah.
Here we are, slaving away, doing our jobs the way we should. And nobody on the other end. Give this
awkward.
Give this one more try. And
we'll just give it one more try.
And then we're just going to turn it over to the listeners. And then we're not going to play this game very long. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market. That's where some lucky couple is going to go to dinner with me and my wife. $300. Folks, help me make this work. Go to KTRS.com. I want this to work, because if it works, that's the way I'll do it from now on. Give more people a shot at the prize than just a $3,000 donor. Don't think I don't appreciate those people. I do. Oh, and if you're out there and you got money and you want to, on the side, throw about $3,000 or something to dinner, I'll take you to dinner, Danny Guns. Even more money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I think we're done.
Nothing, yeah.
So if you'd like to jump in here with anything, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Sometimes just things hit me and come into my head, and I don't know why. And here's one that did this morning. Why do we have white chocolate? Have you ever tasted white chocolate? It's not chocolate.
They call it white chocolate, but it's not made out of cocoa. Yes.
Well, then here's another question. Mm-hmm. How do they get away with calling it chocolate? Because I've tasted white chocolate-covered pretzels, and I've tasted dark chocolate-covered pretzels. I've tasted a bar of white chocolate. If you close your eyes and go, which is which, you couldn't tell the difference. You could not tell the difference.
It does not contain cocoa solids, which is the primary nutritional constituent of chocolate.
Constituent?
Whatever.
We're out of our league here. Call Bob Costas or Dennis Miller. We got words we don't know.
Said it's made out of cocoa butter.
It tastes exactly the same. Like, what's the point? Why have it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did we ever need white chocolate? This is just one of those things that keeps me awake at night. Flip that screen around. Apparently we got callers. Let's see what they want. Holy cow, what the heck kind of name is this?
Tom J.
Tom J?
I'm guessing
is that
name
your
is
name, Tom J?
No, this is Tom. How you doing, Frank?
Good, but Dan put on the screen T-O-M-J. That's Dan, though.
Tom J.
We'll give him some slack. It's his birthday today. Tom, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Frank. Now, listen, I would never try to steal Mike Evans' thunder, but since he's not here today, I have a report from Hollywood.
All right, well, let's have it.
Okay, well, beloved actress Sarah Jessica Parker is recovering and in stable condition in a Hollywood hospital today, recovering from an apparent overdose of sugar cubes and carrots. They also found high amounts of apples in her blood.
You know, one thing you did that you didn't realize you did? You said she was in stable condition.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that.
You didn't
that
even
I
did know
that.
You
hey,
did it.
Horsing around. We're talking about a person's life here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Stable. Very good.
Reports have it that she showed up at the emergency room with her feed bag on. Very sad, Frank.
Wow, I sure hate to hear that about Sarah.
But there's good news. The veterinarians say with proper rest and grazing, she'll be back up on all fours in no time.
You know what? We laugh at her, and she makes 800 times the money we'll ever make.
I'm AM to PM filling in for Mike Evans. I'm Tom J.
There you go. Thank you, Tom J. There you go. Tom J. Give him a round of applause. He deserves that.
Chip does a Mike Evans impersonation.
Love to hear it. I would love to hear it. Hey, Chip.
Give it up.
That's it?
Give it up. Give it up. No. Justin Bieber.
Close.
Jim Kardashian last night. You wouldn't believe what. Never mind. Justin Bieber.
Okay,
I love the way he does that.
Okay. All right, Chip, thank you for that impression.
Thank you very much.
All right, Chip with Mike Evans. Right. Wow, this is going better than I thought it would go. Let's see what Brenda has. Hello, Brenda.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Well, two things. The lady that called in the other day and talked to the vet.
Yes.
And said that her dog was afraid of the house.
Uh-huh.
I hope she's listening. I just want her to, she should put a recorder in her house and just record any sounds that happen during the day. I watch a lot of ghost stories, and that's what it sounds like to me.
Really?
Yeah. Sounds like,
spirits.
It sounds like, anyway, I would record to see what's going on, even if you could.
Okay. Well, maybe she's listening.
Well, the other thing is, I don't want to give away the joke, but you haven't told this joke in forever. It's about the little Indian boy who wants to, I think he wants to learn how to have sex, so his dad sends him to the whorehouse. She sends him into the woods to practice in the tree stump.
Oh, the bees joke.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you're right. It's been a while.
Yeah, a real long time.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda.
And the PM.
Thank you. This audience has a good memory. This is Ben. Hello, Ben.
And the PM.
Thank you, Ben.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Ben?
Is it true?
Another Mike Evans impression. Is that it? I don't know what that noise is. I think, is it true, is all he had. Let's talk to Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great.
AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I've been staying in touch with you on the radio, but I've had the grandkids for a couple of weeks, so that's kept me busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to call you, I think, but we didn't have your number Friday or Thursday because Dan wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. He was out of town on this rendezvous with his vehicles. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's correct. So, Linda, what are you doing today? What has your day been like today?
Well, I had to go to the doctor today just for a routine checkup and everything. I gained 2 pounds. I weigh 102 pounds.
Woo!
Wow, 102?
Yeah. Now, did you do the stirrups and the whole vaginal thing?
Or? No, I didn't have to do that today.
Were you disappointed?
To go to the OBGYN for all that.
Any hooter honking?
Okay.
Hooter honking.
Now, so this was just what they do to you today?
Just blood pressure, and I've got to make arrangements to get some blood work done. And I'm having some gallbladder problems, and I've been tested. I do have gallstones. But they're trying to hold off on surgery because I've had other surgeries, you know, bypass surgeries and all this stuff. I'm tired of surgeries for a while. If I can live with this gallbladder a little while longer, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, I hope you can hang on to it for a while. It's nice of you to check in with us.
I've been aiming to, but when you got 3 grandkids running around here, you don't have time for nothing.
Yeah, they'll wear you out. we'll check in with you later this week, maybe.
Okay, all right.
All right, Linda.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Man, she sounds so much like Bernice.
Oh, man, it's like a reincarnation.
Maybe she is kind of part
could be.
Of the reincarnation. Let me send you to a place where you may want to thank us for this one, because that pain that you have in your leg or your foot, especially your foot, knee, hip, back, could be coming from your feet. Obviously, foot pain comes from your foot. That's an easy one. But when people say, how can a headache, how can that be foot-related? Well, it can be. When you're putting pressure, excessive pressure, on a certain part of your feet because of the way you walk or stand, it shoots, and I'm not a doctor, and this is certainly not medical terminology, but it can shoot pain through the nerves up to other parts of your body. And there have been lots of people who've gone into the Good Feet stores with their leg hurt, their hip or their back, and certainly their feet, and they find that right insert, that right arch support, and all of a sudden they realize, whoa, this feels so much better. Now, if you go to the Good Feet store and you try, and they'll try 2 or 3 of them maybe, or 4, till they get the right one. But if they don't get the right one, and you walk around and you can't tell any difference, then say thank you and leave. But what I'm hoping is that what will happen is what's happened for lots of people, thousands of people. You'll find the relief you're looking for. The number one reason people go in is plantar fasciitis. That's what I went in there for, and I've never had it since. It hurts. You wake up in the morning, put your foot down on the floor, it feels like somebody stuck a knife up the bottom of your foot. But there are people that have gone in there with, they just can't not seem to find relief from neck pain or back pain. And then that little correction, that slight correction in the way you walk and stand, boom, that's the answer. Good Feet stores. They don't sell shoes, they sell inserts. Keep your shoes. Keep your own shoes. You go in, it takes 30, 40 minutes. They'll ask you to take your shoe off, leave your sock on. It's real easy. 3 locations on Olive, west of 270 across from Friday, South County, Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Please always remember to tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. The Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
Well, our final check on traffic is going to be a doozy. We had a KTRS listener call and say on eastbound 270, police are having the cars turn around because the highway shut down there and get off the highway at Old Halls Ferry or New Halls Ferry. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on more. Tim?
Yeah, you could see slowly but surely they're doing that. Here's what's going on. There was a 5-car crash on eastbound 270 just before 367. The highway's been closed for over an hour now. Now, traffic is backed up to just west of McDonald, but what they've done, they've also shut it down at Highway 170. So if you're west of 170, you have to get off it and take southbound 170, and it's up to you which way you go from that point. But they are turning cars around and having them get off at the other exits. That has Dunn Road back up from about West Florissant all the way up through 367. On westbound drivers now, it looks like they pretty well thinned out between Bell Fountain and 367. Southbound 270, that earlier accident really caused mayhem. You're still stop and go from just a little bit south of Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. You're a little heavy again from Highway 44 up through Graboy. On eastbound 40, the traffic is slowing now, approaching 141, trying to ramp on to southbound 170. On westbound 40, things are slow between Kings Highway, McCausland, from Clayton Warson out to Highway 270, trying to ramp on there. Things have thinned out on westbound 70 between 370 and Highway K, and then northbound 67. You still have slow traffic north of Highway 94 up to the Clark Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don Van, endorsed by retiring Sheriff Tom Neer, is the only candidate for sheriff of St. Charles County with 28 years of experience. Don Van, a sheriff you can be proud of.
Paid for by citizens to elect Don Van for sheriff. Bradley W. Cundiff, treasurer.
Step closer to the microphone, please.
Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Cyclists are set to ride to City Hall for a rally. Find out why they're upset and what they're demanding.
A large pot bust in Topham. A person in a canoe broke the case. A former basketball coach and school board president in the Metro East accused of sexual abuse. Authorities want to know if there are more victims. A possible serial arsonist on the run in O'Fallon, Illinois. What police are doing to stop him.
First on Fox, a large marijuana growing business is out of business after a bust in Franklin County. Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in Union, where narcotics officers say threats made against people canoeing on the Merrimack River.